In Afghanistan, US troops donned shorts and sneakers to run in memory of the September the 11th attacks as they fight a war that was born of that day but now faces waning public support. Despite recent calls for more troops to fight the Taliban, lawmakers in the United States as well as allies abroad are hesitant to support a troop increase. Joseph Wood is a senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund of the United States. He says the Taliban has some advantages that make significant gains difficult, but abandoning efforts to defeat the Taliban would be catastrophic to both Afghanis and the West.
It's difficult to say what realistic gains can be made right now, and people are looking at that question very, very hard, right up to President Obama, who adopted a new strategy in Afghanistan early this year and has increased the U.S. troop presence there. He asked for the allies to send more troops. It doesn't look like there's been a very big response to that, but the general sense is that force levels that we've had there in the last few years have not been high enough to quell the violence. The violence is real. It's not just a matter of more reporting. It's a matter of the fact that the Taliban has gained strength in many areas for a lot of reasons, at least one of which is the fact that the Afghani people don't like foreign occupiers, and the Taliban can create a very violent environment where they can, in fact, control things. So it's a situation where the Taliban have a lot of advantages. They seem to have very few problems with attacking civilians and creating the kind of violence that leads to more instability and a kind of a sense of hopelessness among the Afghan people. But it's just going to be a very, very long slog. The Taliban enjoys, or their brand of Islamism enjoys support, but the consequences, I think, of failing to defeat the Taliban, of allowing Afghanistan to be subjected once again to their rule, both for the Afghan people would be a catastrophe and for the West would be a catastrophe.